It is very difficult for me to give a whole host of what they may do, but certainly when they are meditating, I would ask them to answer one question that they create in their mind. Why are they meditating? Is their meditation because they feel so stressed and they wish to escape? Is their meditation because they wish to draw something close to them? Is their meditation that they wish to go within and find something? This word meditation is a very confusing word to me. In Egypt, meditation didn't exist. And so, what is
What
meditation?
I understand is that it is a process of trying to achieve a state of going within
I see.
and isolating the outside world for a short time, and maybe the thoughts as well.
Meditation, as I understand your word now, would have been preparation. And meditation would have only been the starting point of a whole series of events that would have to occur. And so I understand now. Meditation is supplication and preparedness. And so if we perhaps take an initiate and see what happened to them initially. Yeah? So the initiates were gathered. We used to farm for them. And there would be periods of no farming and periods of farming. Because in the temples, the priests would have seen that the stars were in alignment, the energies were in alignment for farming to take place. And there were periods when they were not in alignment, because the world is an experiment and so it is closed, where farming must not happen. And the result of the alignment of the planets and the stars and other events that would happen, shooting stars would be seen. Then when this occurred, it meant that this was an energy that would enter the earth plane through the portholes, and that those that were ready would be woken. And so then individuals were sent to walk among the people, and they could read the energy, and they would find which ones were awakened. And as I explained in the last interview, they would not even look at each other. They could actually walk close to each other, or even at distance, and they would know where they were. When they actually connected, they would then leave their familiar surroundings. And this is something which is very, very demanding. There are no places of sanctuary in your Western world now. You no longer use your temple churches. You have no other temples that you have built. And so it is very confusing. So for people, I would ask them to go and find temple churches or temple buildings or temple places, and that some of them may actually have to manufacture these temples themselves. Now, when I say a temple, the temple is not one of grandeur. The initiates were taken to the temples, but they were actually in very small rooms within those. And so a room in someone's home can be made into one of the cells in which an initiate would be put. So that is a practical step towards this. It is very important that the person surrounds themselves by key objects, and they will begin to know what some of those key objects are. And it is very important that at the same time of bringing these key objects, they remove those that will distract them and that are no longer a part of their life. And so the initiate would be spending times of, I understand this is what you call meditation, which would be preparedness. They would examine their body. They would wash their body. They would look at their body in a different way. They would see it for what it really was, unreal, and not who they were. So these are some of the steps that would be carried out. And so it is the self-same thing that happens in crisis. Suddenly the person has a view of that world and finds that it's completely untrue. And we have talked about death, and when someone is bereaved, they go into crisis. And they never believed that that person that they love so much could die. So they don't believe that the sun will come up the next day, because the most unimaginable has happened. And so the sun is a story, so it's unimaginable as well. It is that sort of event in crisis that shifts the person's perspective onto the outside world. And so meditation would be, they must understand meditation is only one single step. It is not complete.